with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As ceasefire talks stall, it looks like Israel is preparing for a long-awaited ground invasion of Rafah. The Israeli military ordering Palestinians to start evacuating eastern reaches of the southern Gaza city. The BBC's Bedford says the last straw for Israel may have been a Sunday Hamas missile attack that killed several Israeli soldiers along with some Palestinians. This happened at a major border crossing that was being used to deliver aid to Gaza.
The prospect for a ceasefire in Gaza had dwindled before Hamas fired 10 missiles towards the Kerem Shalom crossing. But the deadly attack has resulted in an increase in violence. Israel has again accused the Islamists of using the civilian population of Rafah as human shields. And their response, both on the site from where the missiles were launched and later strikes on Rafah, has seen several civilian deaths.
More nasty weather in the forecast today for parts of the plains and the country's midsection. Meanwhile, large swaths of southeast Texas still underwater following days of flooding rains, and Houston is among areas slammed by those powerful storms. Also at SRNNews.com, anti-Israel protests continue on some college campuses around the country, while encampments at other schools, most recently the University of Southern California, have been cleared out. After rising nonstop this year, up 59 cents a gallon, gas prices have finally done a U-turn. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says pump prices have fallen 2 cents a gallon, now averaging $3.75 for regular. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far in positive territory. Dow futures are up 77 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 37. The S&P futures 13 points higher. This is SRN News. Not far from Dallas, Texas, troubled teenagers are being helped by a unique nonprofit 501c3 charity called Rustic Way Ranch, which uses horsemanship to help ease emotional problems. Founder and executive director Brooke Carricker says the ranch grew out of pain her own family had experienced, tackling everything from depression to teen pregnancy and even attempted suicides.
There's literally nothing that we have not experienced. And with that knowledge came the realization that perhaps God could use and was calling us to use all of the pain that we had experienced as a family to serve a greater purpose, which would be to help others.
From that vision, the 10-acre Rustic Way Ranch was born, but Brooke and her husband, Court, found that God would give them many challenges before the ranch could become a reality. We'll hear about that in our next segment tomorrow. More information at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Qantas Airways will shell out $79 million after selling tickets for thousands of flights that had been canceled.
The airline and the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission announced the settlement on Monday to end the watchdog's federal lawsuit. Qantas had engaged in false, misleading, or deceptive conduct by advertising tickets for more than 8,000 flights from May of 2021 to July of 2022 that were canceled but not removed from sale. Qantas agreed to settle the suit by paying a $66 million fine to the Australian government and a projected $13 million to more than 86,000 affected customers. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Federal lawsuit challenging North Carolina's photo voter identification law is going on trial. The trial starts today. Begins more than 5 years after the NAACP sued over the voter ID law enacted by the Republican-led General Assembly in North Carolina. More details at SRNNews.com.